From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A bomb exploded Wednesday at the office of a lawmaker in central Pakistan, killing at least 7 people and wounding several others. The blast happened in Taunza, a town in Punjab province, at an office that's used by Amjad Khosa of the Pakistan ruling Pakistan Muslim League. He was not at the site at the time of the attack. Police say they are investigating the blast as a suicide bombing, and so far there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Hundreds of Israeli troops joined police at sites across the country Wednesday as authorities tried to halt the wave of Palestinian stabbing and shooting attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet announced early in the day that it had authorized police to seal off centers of friction and incitement in Jerusalem. A statement from Netanyahu's office Wednesday said the government will revoke the permanent residency rights of terrorists and will confiscate the property of those who carry out attacks. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said late Tuesday that he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories to try to calm the violence between Palestinians and Israelis. Pope Francis has offered a rare, if vague, apology for scandals involving the Roman Catholic Church after several high-profile gaffes that were linked to the church's clergy. Speaking in Rome at the beginning of his weekly general audience Wednesday, Pope Francis said he asked forgiveness. He says, in the name of the Church, I ask you for forgiveness for the scandals that have occurred recently, either in Rome or in the Vatican. I ask you for forgiveness. This is VOA News.